Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to talk about fashion in Chinese. We have Helen Wright, the CEO of Anya Hindmarch, joining us. Hi, Helen. 你好.
Hi, 你好, Xiaolan. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. You've been in the fashion industry throughout your lifetime in Korea. Can you tell us why you love doing what you are doing?
I have been in love with fashion, innovation, creativity, craft, all of these things in all different forms, not just in ready-to-wear, but in accessories, even in objects and jewelry, since I was a little girl. And this is a story of someone who had this kind of interest and this passion that developed into the learning and education part of my life and into my professional life. So it's something that I suppose you could say has a natural progression for me from my initial interests and all the way through to a career, which is very much in the business side of this. I can tell you now, I can't draw a handbag for you or a skirt, but actually the business side of fashion is a fascination for me.
Yeah, it's incredible. And also, I'm from Asia, and then I know that the fashion industry actually dictated, especially young people, in terms of how they see themselves, how they see themselves in the society, and it's a social status, a statement.
Absolutely, and a fantastic form of self-expression.
It is. And
something where somebody's personality can shine, or their style can come through, or indeed it can be that wonderful, straightforward, uniform approach to sort of dressing, which I also think is interesting. And I'm very lucky that I can see so many dimensions of fashion in my career and in my roles today, but also previously, where I can go to Japan and see a particular style. I can see something else happening very differently in North America and the way that, you know, that preppy Ralph Lauren thing looks, or indeed the more kind of varsity approach. Mm-hmm. And actually European style has many different dimensions too. So the way people put their clothes together and that expression that it gives them is very, very interesting.
Right. That's incredible. Okay. The way to say fashion in Chinese, we say 时尚.
时尚.
时尚. That's it.
And okay.
Yeah. There are two characters. 时 means time. So that's very logical. And 上 is an interesting word. At the beginning, that means not yet. And then turn out to be the meaning evolved into something like admiration, because I haven't got it. I really admire. I really desire.
Yeah.
So the timeless desire or the desire, I have not got it.
I think that's a fantastic and quite a lyrical way to look at fashion.
时尚. So it's like 时尚. A pursuing of my desire.
Yeah.
时尚.
Let's not forget that about fashion.
Yeah, that's right. And then it's a very elegant word because there are different ways of fashion. For example, some of the type of fashion may come up this year and then later on die away very quickly.
Absolutely.
And we don't call that 时尚. We will call that 时髦.
时髦.
时髦. 时 is the same. And 髦 is something, it's fashionable, but it's one off and it's not really something sustainable. So when we say something is very 时髦, it means something very fancy and very trendy, but it's not 100% positive.
Interesting. So I was going to ask you if 时髦 makes something seem a little too temporary for it to be positive.
It is.
Okay.
It is. A bit temporary. Could be really trendy.
Yeah.
Could be really hot for now.
Yeah.
But may not be for tomorrow.
Got you.
So that's 时髦. And then if we want to say, this is a pop music, something very popular.
Yeah.
Could be fashion.
Yeah.
Could be fashionable. We say 流行.
流行.
流行. 流 is flowing. Flowing around. And 行 is the way to go. So it's the way to go for now.
It's the trend.
It's a trend.
Ah, 流行.
So they have a subtle difference, although in English we may all say, it's fashionable.
Okay, so we could say, for example, that sliders, those fantastic sort of slippers that are now so important in terms of footwear, they are more the trend as opposed to a sort of a short-term fashion.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So 时尚 is something could be long-lasting, something with the taste, and it's a careful, designed.
Okay.
时尚.
Okay.
Do you go to the London Fashion Week?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Should we learn how to say that?
Okay, please.
Okay.
Let's say.
To say a week, 周.
周.
周. Yeah, 周 is the week.
Okay.
And 时尚周 is fashion week.
Okay.
And then if you want to say, oh, that's Milan or that's London or New York, we just add the name of the city in front.
Okay, and it goes in the beginning. So beginning, London Fashion Week is?
We say London.
London.
London, yeah, it's London. Okay. It's just the Chinese way of saying London.
London, 时尚周.
London, 时尚周, you got it.
Okay.
And then the way to say New York in Chinese, 纽约.
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 Okay, that's challenging me a little bit more.
Yeah, but don't worry, because it's basically they pick up random characters with similar sounds to English to represent New York.
It's not so far off the English, you're right. I'm happy to hear that it's not so daunting to pick up these phrases and words.
And then if you say New York, 时尚周, everybody knows that.
Yes.
And Milan is easier. Milan.
Okay, I can do that. Wait. Milan, 时尚周.
That's it. Milan, 时尚周. Paris.
Paris, 时尚周.
Paris, 时尚周, or people say Bali.
Bali.
Bali. And
Bali.
It's a direct translation of Paris.
Okay.
Bali, 时尚周.
Bali, 时尚周.
That's it.
So we have now covered all of the international fashion weeks in about 30 seconds.
That's right.
It's great.
No, Chinese is easy. It's very logical, and it's like a Lego building blocks. You pick up a few, you put them together, and you make sentences.
System. I love that.
Right, Helen, thank you so much for joining us. Today we talk about fashion, 时尚.
时尚.
All right, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy it. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Helen.
Thank you, Charlotte.